Blessed be the name of the Lord. Before we share the word of God with you today, I want us to pray for Nigeria because of the threat that is going on. The 7th, some group of people, Muslims, want to go to churches and start burning them. They say they want to possess Nigeria. But that is not going to happen. Hallelujah. I want us to look at Jeremiah 31 and see what the Lord said there. Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. One more time. Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, yes, something about that name. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord. Praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord. Praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. So we are going to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ against the plans of the enemy. This is Jeremiah 31:35. Thus says the Lord, we give it the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night. We divided the sea with the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name.
If these ordinances
depart from before me,
saith the Lord,
then the seed of Israel also will cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth search out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Now, what is the Lord saying here? As you see, that small nation, Israel, God made a covenant with them. Even in our country, Nigeria, God made a covenant with us. Do you believe that? The kingdom of God will be established in that place. The spirit of Ishmael cannot succeed in that nation. They've shed too much blood. God will arise and possess his possession in that nation. Hallelujah. So let us stand. Whatever they are planning, it will backfire in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God is still on the throne. He's the supreme judge. He's a man of war who can throw hailstones and aim at them. He did it before. He will do it again. Even in Nigeria, he did it before. Thunder came and smote all of them. They were burnt to ashes. Father, arise and let all your enemies scatter in that country. Enough is enough. We bind the spirit of Ishmael. It's a spirit of a bond woman. You will not succeed in that West Africa. In the name of Jesus, we bind all your plans, all your support from Saudi Arabia, all your support from everywhere, or Iran. We dethrone them. In the name of Jesus. Father, protect your people. Where your children are gathering together, let your host encamp round about them. Let your fire be seen afar off, that the enemy will run as in terror. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, thank you for today. Speak to us, Lord. Holy Spirit will welcome you. Minister to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Greet one another. Say, Jesus Christ is coming soon. Hallelujah. I will take my subject from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14. I tried to start building on that some time ago. I couldn't. By the grace of God, I will take two names, Noah and Daniel. Ezekiel, chapter 14. Is somebody over there? Okay, let me try and open my own Bible. The Lord gave a conditional statement there. Ezekiel 14, I will take reading from verse 12. And the word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and I will break the staff thereof, staff of bread thereof, and I will send famine upon it, and I will cut off man and beast. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver by their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. Amen. So I'm going to stress on today Noah and Daniel. If we have time, we'll discuss more of Daniel. But now we're going to start with Noah. But why these three men? It's a conditional prophecy. Though those people, they fulfill their lives. In our own time, if Noah is here, if Daniel is here, and if Job is here, they will not take COVID-19 injection. That is the truth. Hallelujah. Because that is causing trouble for so many. If
John G. Lake is here. He will not do that. He said, yes, man, put that bubonic plague. The moment it touches my skin, it will die. Do we still have such faith? Jesus Christ, when I come, will I find faith? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you still here? Okay, let's look at Noah first. God gave instruction to Noah. Praise the Lord. Because he said, the world has come this direction. Too much violence, blood, and different things. He said, but prepare me an ark. Or go for wood. And Noah followed the instruction. Did not add his own idea. He just followed the instruction. Remember that? When God gives you instruction, obey. So when we look at Noah, we see obedience. When we look at Noah, we see faithfulness. Noah was obeyed. He obeyed the Lord and he was faithful to his call. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is the meaning of Noah? Means rest. Remember, Noah was the grandson of Enoch. Enoch was translated. Lamech gave birth to Noah. So, but God gave instruction to Noah, and Noah obeyed God. I want you to try and picture this one in your mind. In those days, there was no rain, no rainfall. God only wet the crops with dew. But he told Noah, make ark bigger than this sanctuary, as big as, even bigger than football field. Now, to any reasonable person, that is foolishness. No rain. What are you doing? And you put all these animals together, two by two? How is he going to gather those animals? See, the supernatural things were going on. Those animals were hearing the voice of God, and they were going to the ark when the time came for them to enter the ark. How was he able to put the elephants and all those big animals? Think about that. But that was not the problem of Noah initially. His own problem was to build an ark. And he preached for 120 years. How many years some of us have been preaching? I've been preaching since 1977. I'm not still satisfied. I cannot see much of what I'm doing. But this guy did not give up. Do you know, in preparing that ark and his preaching, God is going to destroy the world with rain, with flood. It looked like foolishness. This one, this man lost it. Something's wrong. There's a boat missing in his brain. That's what he thought. But that was the wisest man, isn't it? I keep preparing the ark. Another thing you should consider, three sons walked with him faithfully in building the ark. Praise the Lord. And he built the ark faithfully. And the ark was made ready, or gopher wood, or other kind of wood, but gopher wood. I tried to check out dictionary, what is gopher. They cannot figure out what is gopher wood. They say boxwood and other kind of wood. But it was gopher wood. God, Adam and Noah did use in building the ark. Now, as he was preaching for 120 years, it was not easy. And today, when we stress the word of God over and over again, doesn't sit right with some people, but it's for our own good. But now, you see, it's to train boys, it's not easy. But he was able to train his sons, and they obeyed him, they followed the instruction in helping him in building the ark. And when the time came, it was only himself and his household that entered the ark. That is something. Now, do you know Jesus Christ referred to Noah in Matthew chapter 24? Let's look at it. Matthew 24. The Lord referred to Noah. Oh, nobody there? Okay, let me open my Bible. Matthew 24, verse 37 to 42. Praise the Lord. Matthew 24. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day of Noah entered into the ark. That is just like our today, our day too. Eating, drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. We'll keep busy working till the Lord comes. I knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Do anyone here in the church know the day Jesus Christ will come? No, we don't know. So we need to prepare all the time. Men, according to Luke 18:1, men shall, it's a men. Luke 18:1 says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Jude 1:20 says, building up your most holy faith by praying the Holy Ghost. That is a secret to the things about translation. Continue praying in tongues. God will begin to show you things. If there's anything that is at stake in your life, God will show it to you. The other day when I said I believe that was an angel. I was on my knee and was rebuking social media. Was rebuking it in my life, praying for me. See, that is something. And he's coming for the church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. What is spot? What is wrinkle? What is blemish? Check it. Check your life. Now, because if rapture takes place tomorrow, if spot is there, wrinkle, you will not be qualified. Hallelujah. So we need to pray fervently. Seek the face of God. Don't say because I did it last week, I don't need to seek God this week. Do it often. And the Lord will help you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of. Okay, I was in chapter 24 before. Let's keep reading. Verse 40 says, then shall two be in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding and at the mill. One shall be taken and the other left. What is going on here? Translation is taking place. Verse 42. What therefore you know not what hour your Lord doth come. We don't know. So let's watch and pray. Let's study. Let's meditate on the word of God day and night. Hallelujah. God has made covenant with you like he made covenant with Noah after the flood. And things are happening in the world. Do you know, apart from Jesus Christ, Peter refers to Noah too. 2 Peter 2, 5. And spare not the old world, saved Noah, the eighth person. That's what Peter said. Then Paul, in the book of Hebrew, referred to it too. Hebrew 11, 7. By faith, being warned of God of things seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness by faith. That was a report of Paul. See, he's still talking about Noah. Now, we can draw a lot of lessons from the life of Noah in preparation, getting ready for the coming of the Lord. We don't know when the Lord will come. We'll be waiting for the Lord since 1977. We thought he would come 1977. When he didn't come 1977, we thought he would come 1988. He didn't come 1998. Some people thought he would come And 2000, it didn't come. And say, Y2K, Y2K, you remember? It didn't come. We don't know when the Lord will come, but he's coming very soon. Be ready, brethren. Be ready. Stop imitating people. Now, as you see, in the life of Noah, that was an example. He escaped the flood. God hid him inside. It was God that locked the ark. No friendship, buddy, nothing like that. God, I know you are my neighbor. I love you. Let me open the, come inside. Now. No, they did not believe the teaching, the preaching he was preaching. They cannot enter the ark. It was only his family that believed him. And they were secured inside the ark. Come. The ark is ready for you. Jesus is the ark in this hour. Enter into Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And find a rest in him. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let's look at another area. I mentioned something about transport nor wrinkle. Let's look at Ephesians 5, 26, 27. Ephesians 5, 26 to 27. Nobody there. He said that he might sanctify and set it or sanctify it. That is a sacred set apart, sacred person. A believer is sacred to God. You are God's temple. And cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. That is what the Lord is doing in our lives daily. As you go to the word of God will wash you. The word of God will cleanse you. The word of God will purge you. The word of God will prune you. The word of God will build you up. The word of God will open your eyes. You are in this world. You are not of this world. Is that true? Ambassadors. If we are ambassadors, said, with me, we came from another country. Is that true? Yes, you came from, I'm not talking about Nigeria now. You came from above. You came from God, isn't it? You are an ambassador. You are a representative here on earth. Now, let's reason. If Donald Trump made you an ambassador to a country, will the country take care of you over there? Yes or no? Now, if you are an ambassador, okay, let me say, not go too far. You here as a citizen in America, now Donald Trump say you are an ambassador now in Nigeria. Would they pay your salary over there? Would they house you? Would they watch over you? Would they take care of your family? Hallelujah. So, because you are representing the country you are a citizen of. We are a citizen of heaven. We came here to represent Jesus. We are to fulfill his generation because he was cut off at the age of 33. So we have to complete his generation. We are representing him. We are shining his light. We are preaching his good news. We are healing the sick. We are raising the dead. That is what Jesus Christ did before he was taken up. So we came from him. The way you are looking at me, look as if it's what I'm saying. You don't agree. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 4. So we'll be with him before the foundation of the world. When was the foundation of the world? Does somebody know? Nobody? Ephesians chapter 1. Somebody sit there, please. Ephesians chapter 1. Okay, verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. When was the foundation of the world? That is a question. Now, let me go another area. Remember when Jesus Christ was crucified? You were there in his body. Because Jesus Christ was not crucified for Jesus. Jesus Christ was crucified for you and me. Amen? Colossians says 3.
If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of the Father. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead. Your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. When he was crucified, you were crucified with him. Why? You were in him when he was crucified. The price he paid was for you, was for me. When he resurrected for you, not for himself. And where are you sitting now? You are sitting with him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. You are not just ordinary person. You are a supernatural being. Hallelujah. You are not just kwekwe person, ordinary. You are a supernatural being. For greater is he that lives in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Now, in that Ephesians we're looking at just now, in verse 27, we say that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. So God has not finished with the church. The secret for the church to become a glorious church is prayer. If we can give ourselves to prayer, let me digress a little. If you have something impossible that is facing you, look so difficult, can you spend 12 hours praying in tongues, no distraction? You move the hand of God for that situation. If it's too hard, take 24 hours. You're praying in tongues. No TV, no phone call. You are continuing praying in tongues, praying in tongues. You'll be surprised what God will do for you. Let me ask you a question again. Is anything too hard for God? Any answer? Oh. So why is your own different? Your own will not be different. God will put you over. God will make you to ascend that situation. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there will be no deformity in the body of Christ. And there's no defect, no imperfection. That is the type of church he's going to present to himself. He's already building his nature into you. And when people will see you, will see Jesus. So Christianity is not only Sunday. In the place of work, people are looking at Jesus. When you talk, they hear Jesus. When you act, they see Jesus. When you drive, they see Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you another point. Now, we're going to look at the life of Daniel. The name Daniel means God is my judge. I like that name. And it came true for him. When opposition came, God was his judge. In the lion's den, God was his judge. When the people opposed him. I was listening to a brother. He said, when they were training them for petroleum industry, they didn't teach them that some people will go to work and come back with a withered hand and will not go back to work again. So they have to learn how to pray. And for himself, he said that was his lifestyle, to pray in tongues. And the people who are doing these orders, he said they shook him, nothing happened. At the end, they now came in another way. He said, some people are into something. We know we are in something, but we don't know what group you are. He said, yes, I'm in something. He said, what kind? He said, the hardest one, the toughest one. He said, hey, we know you are in something. He didn't tell them he is a believer. But he learned how to pray in tongues. So this secret, I forward it to my sons. Because wherever you are walking, there are people there to try you. There are people there who want to take your position.
The praying tongues will spread their medicine. The charm they got from medicine man, the moment we get to your face or to your seat, your attention, you will not be there when they put it there. Because you are charged with God's presence, that thing will spoil. No matter how powerful it is, the material they use, they are God's material. They took it from planet Earth, from wood, from the devil himself. God created the devil. But God is bigger than the devil. Hallelujah. Fear not. So, in case of Daniel, he said, God is my judge. Now, let's reason. This young man was picked up by Nebuchadnezzar when he conquered their country in Israel. They took the tribe of Judah and they looked for young men without faults. That is to say, no deformity. And decided to train them to stand before the king and be able to know, understand science, have wisdom, excellent spirit. And that was Daniel. But let's think. This young man was picked up at the age of 16 with his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But there was something, first thing you will notice concerning Daniel. When they decided to prepare the meat that the king assigned to them to, so that they would look good, he said Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not partake of that food. A young man who is now a slave, a stranger in the country, you don't have any right to say anything. But because his God was with him, he was not afraid to take risk with God. And God came through for him. Isn't it? Yes. Now, they were feeding others with king's meat and king's drink. He refused that. And here is no father, no brother, no mother, no uncle. The three friends are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But now he said he proposed in his heart. Let's look at it. Daniel chapter. Praise the Lord. I believe you are still with me. Okay. Now this is Daniel chapter 1. I want you to see verse 5. He said, and the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years that are the end, that they might stand before the king. 3 years, that is fatly room. No, in those days, before you marry a woman in some part of Nigeria, they put them in fatly room. But it's, Daniel said, no, I'm not going through that. Give me beans to eat and water. Huh? How did that child gather that wisdom? Brethren, teach your children. Don't say until when they are adult, you start teaching them how to cook. No, teach them. When they are small, do you know what is called joko? They can stand on that thing and be washing dishes, isn't it? They can be standing with you. Don't drive them away. Teach them how to put. You don't need to go to television and stand how to measure the salt, pepper, this, Maggi. No. They are watching you. That is how I learned from my mom. I'm the best cook today, my wife will tell you. Hallelujah. And my soup is delicious too. Praise the Lord. Because I learned from my mom. Because I saw how the way she was laboring for our family, who tear firewood, who cook. I said, no, this is too much. So I took over firewood, pieces in them. Then I discovered she would come from the market and cook again. Then my dad would be requesting for food. No, I took over. I'd be the chef of the family. When my father wants to eat and it's me, they will call. Hallelujah. You know, I say, a teenager, you'll be waiting by the door. When he finishes, you clear the plate. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
So Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not. Why? Because the Israelites were taught 5 books at the age, before they got to the age of 12 or 13, what they call Bar Mitzvah. They learned the 5 books, Genesis, Exodus, and so on and so forth. Those 3 books, or 5 books rather. They learned it. And they gathered wisdom from all those God gave to Moses. That's what we call Torah. And now, see, for the girls, it's 12 years. For the men, 13 years. I don't know why it's so. But that is the time they look at. They have come to the age of maturity or accountability. So Daniel was already 16. But let's pause a bit and check the life of Jesus. At the age of 12, he was in the temple. They were questioning all those lawgivers, all those whatsoever you call them, that Pharisees or Sadducees. They were there, were questioning them. Said the wisdom of Jesus confounded them. Now, it was the parents that brought him to the temple. When they were leaving, they forgot about Jesus. Can we just look at it a little? Let's look at the scripture, Luke chapter 2, verse 41 to 52. Are you still with me? So you guys are quiet. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1. Did I say chapter 1? Luke chapter 2, 41. Okay, it's already there. Now the parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. Next one, please. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried. Decided to wait behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not. But they, supposing him to have been in the company. Now, something is wrong in that picture. Supposing. In me, I would take my twins to Kubaslo. I'll be supposing they are among the brethren. I'll just be going. No. Something is wrong in that picture. But Jesus Christ knew what he was doing. Let's keep reading. Next verse, please. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. If they were careful initially, they would not be doing that. And it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him. After good 3 days? No, that is enough for me to lose my mind. Sitting in the midst of the doctors. Not medical doctors. Yeah. I said doctor of the law. He knew the law of Moses. Both hearing them and asking them questions. Next verse. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Hallelujah. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? At the age of 12, he was already about his father's business. Brethren, you are in this world, you are not of this world. Be about your father's business. Now, this is a question I want to ask you. Now, Daniel was in this situation
And he served 5 kings in Babylon, Persia, and all around. One prophet served them. He did not compromise. All true. Amen? Somebody may say, probably because he was castrated. No wife, and so on and so forth. No, he was sold out to his God. He was not ready to compromise when it comes to the things of God or the word of God. Brethren, tradition will challenge what you believe. Be ready to say no to tradition. In Jesus' name. Amen. Because when it comes to that, I don't want to talk much about myself. In my own case, it's zero. I don't tolerate it. Because there's no mixture. That will bring spot. That will open door for attack. When you compromise, you switch to tradition to please people. I prefer to please God. Now, when Daniel said he will not eat the king's food, what do you know what they call kosher? Israelis. They don't just eat anyhow. They follow that instruction God gave to them. See, today, now there is what they call unleavened bread, and there are some tradition they are doing which is extra. If they want to eat leavened bread, they'll go and put it in neighbor's house till when the feast is over. But no, let me not go that area. But what I want to show you here about Daniel is this. Daniel followed he read those 5 books. I even read the book of Jeremiah. In reading the book of Jeremiah, he discovered his people will be in land of bondage for 70 years, and he continued to seek the face of God in prayer and fasting. Daniel was an intercessor. As he was seeking the face of God for a good 21 days, God sent Angel Gabriel to deliver the message to him. But the prince of Persia resisted Angel Gabriel from coming down to delivering the message. Michael came and pushed back the prince of Persia. And remember, the angel gave salutation to Daniel. You are greatly beloved. Have you received that salutation yet? But don't worry. The Lord himself is saying, you are my beloved. You are God's beloved. You are God's beloved. Say amen. Now, so Daniel did that and God put him over. But there was something that happened to Daniel. Before that time, remember, some group of people gang up against him. Because they were those politicians. See, they say human beings, the same spirit of old is still operating now. You see this man who is there in the White House now. That is how they gang up, because he knows it's good to expose their secrets. They ganged up. They wanted to kill him. Let me not go to that area. But this same spirit that is still operating. But be faithful to your God, and God will protect you. Before I round up, let me ask you a question. This is Revelation 13, 16 through 18. Revelation 13, 16 through 18. I know we've heard teachings that the mark of the beast will be issued after translation. Some say before translation. Whether before or after, be ready at all times and say no to the mark of the beast. Why? Let's look at that Revelation 13, 16 through 18. Okay, it's in 15. Let's read 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. That is just around the corner. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Let's pause a bit about this one. Brethren, if no rapture yet, and this mark is being issued, what are you going to do? You have mortgage to pay. You have candle to pay. What are you going to do? You need to buy food to come and eat. Fear not. Hallelujah. We were taught in the 80s, 90s, say, pay off your debt. Owe no man, not anything but to love. Pay up your mortgage. If you cannot pay, ask God to give you a secret of how to pay it off so that you not be in bondage to any man. If it comes to giving a mark, you know what to do. I, for one, I'm not going to take the mark. Even the COVID-19 shots, I did not take it. Not because I was not working in the hospital. I preferred to, because people who did it, their protein moving in their body, causing stroke to some people, heart disease. Some people are just dying. A lot of footballers died in Europe. No news did not carry it. When they were playing soccer because they took those shots. If Daniel was here, he would not do. If Daniel would be here, he would not take the mark of the beast. Now you will say, well, that is still in the future. Do you know they are already putting in some babies? They are putting in the dogs. In those who are in the military, some are, they've received the chip already. Rapture have not taken place. So, brethren, build up your faith. You are quiet now. Brethren, build up your faith. And say no to the mark of the beast. Because if you take that mark, you can't make heaven. It's not possible. Check your Bible. It's there. Come, let's read further. Verse 16. It is, and it caused all boat to small. Let's go to the next verse, 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had a mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, of a man, and his number is 666. Now he said that is the number of man. Man was created on the sixth day. It's the number of man. It's a man who will be the Antichrist. And the number they are going to give might not be just 666. We all have a social security number. Although that is not the mark of the beast. But the mark, it will be a chip. They put it with that. You can enter your garage. With that, you can open door. With that, you can buy in the market. That time, there will be no credit card. Uh-oh. So what are we going to do? Build up your faith. Amen? Will God be able to take care of you? Can he provide food? This is not to put fear into it, it's to prepare yourself. Because we are in the end time. Jesus is coming very soon. How soon? Now, there was something that happened to some brethren in Russia. Because my former pastor, living Water of the Valley, went to Russia to minister. Do you know what they said? They said, Pastor, we know rapture is for Christians in America, not for the Russians. They are killing us over here. No rapture. And it's true. Because rapture is going to happen in the town. But there are people who will be translated. Enoch is an example. Yes, will be translation. Be ready at all times. Amen. Now, some people are translocating already. It happened to Babalola. Those days before, when we were babies, I didn't know much about him. It was later. Where he would tell his disciples, he said, I will meet you over there. Those ones will be walking in the next city. They will find him already waiting. How did he do it? Translocation. Now, so what those brethren said, they are killing them in Russia because they believe God and they are ready to die what they believe. So I'm ready to die for what I believe. I will not deny Jesus Christ. Please, don't deny Jesus Christ when you come face to face with death. Let me close with this. There were a group of Russian believers, ministers. They wanted to get rid of them. And the captain was in charge. This was in Russia, Siberia, over there. And it dawned on him as they were passing pool of water and started trying them there. When they enter inside the cold water, they will free and they will drop. And he was seeing something strange. Before they die, angel will come and put a crown on their head. I think up to about seven of them. The last one, last pastor, he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to smoke cigarette and drink vodka. The captain who had been seeing what is going on. And he said, when this man was inside the water, the angel will come, try to put the crown. He will change his mind. The angel will go up. And this man said, no. This captain, I said, no, I received Jesus. He entered inside the water. He received that crown. Let no man receive your crown in Jesus' name. No matter the trial. Remember, in those days when the Romans were killing Christians, they are trying to invent all those things again. They believed they had the first church. It's not about church Catholicism. It's about Jesus, who went to the cross, Jesus, who died, Jesus, who resurrected, Jesus, who ascended up high, Jesus. Be a follower of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Still have 5 minutes. Jesus is coming soon. How many of us believe that Jesus is coming soon? I believe rapture with all my heart. I've been waiting for rapture since 1975 as a young child of God. I was born again 75. I've been preparing for rapture. 88, I prepare for rapture. Now, what is happening now? The care of this life, the deceitfulness of riches is choking the word of God. And the word of God is becoming unfruitful. That is Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower. So your portion is not that. Your portion is a group of people that prefer 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. I want to be among the 100-fold. What group do you want to belong to? 100-fold unto Jesus Christ. And you take practice in prayer. Practice praying in tongues. Exercise your spirit now and then. When you are driving, exercise your spirit. When you are walking, exercise your spirit. When you are lying down, your spirit can be praying while you are sleeping. Do you know that that is happening? Your spirit will pray, be praying while you are sleeping. Because it's already a lifestyle for you to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming soon. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. So we are going to pray. Let us stand up. Tell the Lord anything in your life that will hinder you from missing rapture, that the Lord will take it from your life. Even your children's life. Talk to the Lord now. Anything that will hinder you from making heaven, that the Lord will purge it, that He burn it, that they cleanse you. Father, burn anything offensive to you in our lives. Anything that is not in line with your word, burn it out, O God. Cleanse us, O God. Purge us. Be all in all in our lives. Be formed in us, O God. That we will not be just religious people, but the doers of the word. Because your word says, it's not the hearer who will be justified, but the doers of the word. May we be doers day in, day out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, anything that will stop us from going in translation, remove it from our lives. Lord, concerning the mark of the beast, when the government The one then is favoring Christians. It's opening door for Bibles to be read in the schools. And they are raising a chaplain. If you are interested, I will give you the website to go to train as a chaplain to be going to schools. It's only Trump that is doing that. He's on the side of Christians. When another one come, had it been that woman came, we would have been in trouble already. Please, don't take the issue or the mark of the beast. Don't run for your life. Because God said, if you do it, you can't make heaven. Not even talk of rapture. Father, deliver us from the snares of the enemy, the tactics of the enemy. Whatever they are cooking in the darkness, expose it, oh God, and help us to know and run for our lives. And help us to take instruction. If you say move to west, we'll move to west. Move to the north, we'll move to the north. Move to the south, we'll move to the south. Help us not to lean on our own understanding. Help us to follow your instruction. Because you are the master builder. You say you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Lord, the gates of hell is beating hard against the church now. Lord, let it not succeed in any of our lives, in our children's lives and grandchildren. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open our eyes, oh God, that we might see. Our ear to hear clearly and distinctly. And to run in following you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, anyone today that came to the church, one issue or the other, Father, since they step into, thank you, Lord, they came into this sanctuary, this is your fire that appeared, and let it rest upon that individuals. Let that fire burn the infirmity. Let that fire immunize your body. Any protein in your body because of the shots that they took, Lord, immunize your body with your fire. Burn those proteins out of their lives, out of their system. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Help us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.